Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. The title is Kya Asar Tha Risalat Ki Shaam Mein. Noor Sunnat Hai Kono Makam Kya Tajalli Thi Tere Bayan Mein. Noor Sunnat Hai Kono Makam Kya tajalli thi tere bayan mein Abd sulta khare ek saf mein Kya asar tha risalat ki shaam mein Abd sulta khare ek saf mein Kya asar tha risalat ki shaam mein Fark kaale wa gore ka tune Kis tarah se mitaya jahan mein Fark kaale wa gore ka tune Kis tarah se mitaya jahan mein Ye tha teri gulami ka sadqa Shaan sultaniyat shutraba mein Ye tha teri gulami ka sadqa Shaan sultaniyat shutraba mein Jisne kaate bichhaye the dekha Gul badama tere bostan mein Jisne kaate bichhaye the dekha Gul badama tere bostan mein Jo chala tere naqshe qadam par Kaam raahe wo dono jahan mein Jo chala tere naqshe qadam par Kaam raahe wo dono jahan mein Ho kamar jaise anjum mein roshan Aap the mahfil-e-akhtara mein Ho kamar jaise anjum mein roshan Aap the mahfil-e-akhtara mein Aap ki shaan-e-be-intiha ko Kis tarah laaye akhtar bayan mein Aap ki shaan be intiha ko Kis tarah laaye akhtar bayan mein Noor sunnat hai kono makam mein Kya tajalli thi tere bayan mein
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadi alladhina istafa ma ba'd These are the ash'ar and really the condition of the heart of the person who has written these poems Our illustrious Dada Sheikh Hazrat Arif Billah Al-Muslimi Yawak Tabriz-e-Dora Hazrat Maulana Shah Muhammad Hakim Akhtar Sahab Rahmatullahi Alayh which is entitled Kya Asar Tha Risalat Ki Shaam Mein that let us see just see what effect there was in the coming of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his messengerhood in his apostleship that before he came what was the condition of people what ebb humanity had reached and by the coming of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam how everything changed and how light came into this whole world so in the first couplet Hazratullah rahmatullah alaihi says Noor sunnat hai kono makame kya tajalli thi tere bayan mein that the noor the light the effulgence of sunnah of rasul akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam is throughout the entire world and this was the effect of just the bayan of nabi akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam that when nabi akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke one word Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that one word encyclopedias can be written. Just a few sentences, and up till today, how much of meaning is being taken out, how many masail, how direction of life, that who knew what was the right of parents and what was the right of fellow brethren and of neighbors and of children and how to do business and how to go about life. All this came by the coming of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What people have reached before the coming of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And unfortunately we are living in times which are even worse than that. We say that people buried their children alive. We hear of this every day in the news. You read it in the media that the baby was dumped here and the child was found there and the mother abandoned the child there. And we find that just over trivial matters how people are killing one another and rape and murder and all these things. But when the coming of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what was the effect of the coming of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? That from what ebb of life, from what depths and doldrums of life that the people were in, where they came, that they became radiyallahu anhum, that they acquired the rada of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the greatest of all successes. Further, Hazrat Allah rahmatullah alayhi writes, that Abdu Sultan Khadehe ek saf mein, kya asar tha risalat ki shaa mein, then how Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by his coming, equality came in amongst humanity. We see that just the days of Hajj have just passed, and the Hajj, which is an ibadat of full love to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where a person sacrifices everything, and we see that it can be who, a person can be enjoying what position at home. He may be a big businessman, he may be a big politician, he may be some celebrity, some sports star, some whatever it may be. But when they come there, or when they come into the masjid, then there is no place reserved for anybody. Then the first stuff is only for people of this color, and the second stuff for people of that color, or the first stuff only for people of this position and for that position, only for politicians or whatever the case may be. But when it comes into the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the coming of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what equality was taught? That everybody are standing in the same stuff. Mahmud and Ayaz, king and servant, everybody in the same stuff, standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everybody begging from the same deity, from the same God, from the same Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everybody putting their head down in sajda, prostrating to the same Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When it comes to justice, then Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala is the khalifa. And he comes into the court of Qazi Shuray asking for his armor, and they couldn't present an acceptable witness, then being the Khalifa of the time, the Qazi, the judge passes the ruling that no, the armor now will go to the opposition because you don't have witness, you cannot bring forward a witness. This was the equality, this was the justice which was taught by Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Further, farq kale o gore ka tune kis tarah se mitaya jahame. Every day we are hearing in the news, every day we are reading in the media, the aspect of racism. This one said that, and that one is being sentenced in this way, and that one is being punished, he's been jailed for such a long term, 2.5 years, whatever the case may be, just for saying one word. But when it came to in the era of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught people that inna akramakum indallahi atqakum, that the most honorable of you in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that person who's got the most taqwa, that person who is most Allah fearing, most Allah conscious, then whether it was white, whether it was black, whether it was Hazrat Rumi radiallahu ta'ala an, or Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala an, or Bilal Habshi radiallahu ta'ala an, or Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala an, Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala an, Arab, non-Arab, everybody were equal. In the last khutbah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned the same thing, that there is no honor, there is no privilege for an Arab over a non-Arab, or a non-Arab over an Arab, except illa bittaqwa, except with Allah consciousness, except with Allah being Allah fearing and Allah conscious at all times. So this is the equality and justice that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought about, and this is what Hazrat Allah rahmatullah alayhi is saying. Ye tha teri ghulami ka sadqa, and this was the effect of coming into your presence. That Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, and we receive the Quraysh having this meeting, that who will go, al-ayyadu billah, to assassinate Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Umar radiallahu ta'ala, and at that time, Hazan radiallahu ta'ala, and he says, I will set out on this errand. And when he set out on his sinister errand, and when he came to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then he spread his arms, he put his hand into the hand of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now he becomes the Khalifa, the first person to be known as Amirul Mu'mineen. He is ruling over more than 2 million square miles of this earth. He is now the Khalifa. And he, what position? That now he's Khalifa and he takes a deep sigh and he says that only my father was alive today, then I would have shown him that what Islam had given us. That when he was entering Baytul Muqaddas, then he said, نَحْنُ قَوْمٌ عَزَّنَ اللَّهُ بِالْإِسْلَامِ. We are a nation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us honor and dignity, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the status and rank because of Islam, and because of following in the footsteps of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is what Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought about by the coming of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where humanity was and where humanity, what humanity learned, what you may, civilization, how to social etiquette, ibadah, all these things, how Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instilled it in a short space of time. In a very, very short, today, in how we said, government set out programs, and it goes for decades and decades, and they cannot achieve their objectives. In 20, 23 years, warring factions, how peace was brought up amongst them. People of different race and color, how equality was brought amongst them. All this by the coming and the advent of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Further, Hazrat Wala rahmatullahi alayhi says, Jisne kaate bishaye te dekha, gul badama tere bostaan mein. That whoever came, with any, whoever tried to harm Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whoever spread thorns in the path of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in return, what did they find? That Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's generosity, his kindness, Fateh Makkah at that time, when the Quraysh felt that now Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is coming as a conqueror, is coming as a victor, and all the atrocities that we had perpetrated, all the oppression that we had done. Imagine Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's foster brother, his uncle, foster brother, Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu ta'ala, when Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam felt so much pain at his martyrdom, how he was martyred and how the body was mutilated, and on that day now Quraysh are feeling that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will take revenge for all this, but Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just gave blanket amnesty to everybody, whoever is at the Kaaba Sharif, whoever is holding in the Abu Sufyan's house, whoever is here, whoever is there, and so many ways, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave blanket amnesty, even to those people, that certain people that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said no amnesty for them, but when they came into the presence of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he forgave even them. So those people who tried to oppress and harm Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they had no alternative but to subject themselves into submission in the presence of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Further, Hazrat Wala rahmatullahi alayhi says, Jo chala tha tere nakshe kadam par, kamra hai dono jahan mein. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Quran Sharif, that the best way of life for you to follow, the best pattern of life for you to follow, is in the footsteps of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And how we learn here, that naqshe qadam Nabi ke hai sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, another couplet of our Dada Shaykh, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made famous throughout the world, that naqshe Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, naqshe qadam Nabi ke hai jannat ke raaste, that following the footsteps of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the path to Jannah. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu se milate hai sunnat ke raaste. That if you want to be joined to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you want to find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then follow in the footsteps, tread in the footsteps in the lifestyle of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is the greatest thing that also we learn here so many times, that Hazrat Malana Rashid Ahmed Gangohi sahab rahmatullahi alayhi, towards the end of his life, he said that Allahumma kun lana waj'alna lak, that Allah become ours and make us yours. This was the object of life, and this is the object of life. And so whoever will follow in the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he will see that he will come out in Jannah. And more than Jannah, he will find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the greatest success. Further, Hazrat Wala rahmatullahi alayhi says, Ho qamar jaise anjum mein roshan, aap hai mehfil-e akhtara mein. Then like how the moon shines out amongst the stars. That was the position of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Mahfil-e Akhtara, in the galaxy of stars, in the galaxy of not only the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala majma'in, in the galaxy of all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. On the night of Isra, on the night of Mi'raj, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is made the Imam of all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Where Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to the effect, even if not the hadith, the meaning true, that my Sahaba are like the stars. So how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was amongst the Sahaba ikram radiallahu ta'ala majmain? What position is that of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam amongst all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa sallam? Like Shaykh Sadiq Shirazi rahmatullahi alayhi said, that what can we mention your status and your rank and your stature, O Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Ba'd as khuda buzur tu kista muktasar. that O Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you can just suffice to say that after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the rank and the highest position is that of yours. On the night of Mi'raj, where Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam tells Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now you go further, that I cannot even go further, even an inch, even the breadth of a hair, that if I have to go further, then I will be burnt to ashes. What was the position and what is the rank of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we cannot even imagine, we cannot even comprehend. All that we can do is follow in the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with the true love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in the final couplet, Hazrat Wala rahmatullahi alayhi says that aap ki shah be intiha ko kis tarah laaye akhtar bayaan mein, using his own name, but lesson for everybody, that how can we ever mention the status and rank of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with this tongue with which we tell lies, with which we backbite, with which we do everything which is wrong, and then we cannot even understand them. In another couplet, Hazrat Wala rahmatullahi alayhi says that even the dictionary is short of words, that how can we praise Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what can we say about his rank, just that after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the highest rank is that of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah bless us with true love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and give us tawfiq of following the footsteps of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد one malfooz of Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith rahmatullah alayh, which hopefully of course will be beneficial to all of us. Hazrat says that I saw our elders, our buzurgani deen, they used to preach this, and I saw that they practiced on it also fully themselves. And what was that? That they were more concerned of fulfilling the rights of other people, whether whatever rights, financial, monetary, or other rights also, if we made ghibat about somebody, if we had an argument, we fought, or we swore at somebody, that person has got a right over us. So they were very particular of fulfilling that. And the rights they had of other people, their rights on other people. If somebody had somebody was owing them money, or somebody had said bad things about them, backbited, etc., that they would not worry much about that. And they would leave it and say, Qiyamah's day, Allah will give us much more better than what this people can give. So that was their nature. So this is a basic thing to sort out all fights and arguments. With husband and wife arguments, parents and children, partners in a business, everything, if we can learn. And this is also based how much our iman and yaqeen is made, that how much we can forgive, we forgive, and then our rights are, we leave it for Qiyamah's day, and how much Allah will give there, and that is eternal, permanent, forever and ever a person will get there. So Allah give us tawfiq that this comes into our lives. As usually we say, to talk about it is very easy, but when the crunch comes, then we say that husband can't forgive his wife, wife don't want to forgive her husband, for small things, what arguments carry on. But if that can come into us, it will be the source of having unity, of living together nicely, everything. And the sweetness in forgiving is much more better than the bitterness of taking revenge. In revenge, it is just bitter, very bitter. But to forgive, that is very sweet. Allah Ta'ala, let us taste that sweetness and let it come into us, inshallah. In this kitab, that is the questions that were asked to Hazrat for reformation of oneself. The letter that we are reading, previously this person, a young person, wrote to Hazrat that at home the environment is very against Islam. His parents, his father especially, puts on the TV, and when he is at home he makes it even louder, and then he had some other things also on there, and difficult things, so there was no like deen in their house. So when he used to tell his father used to say that if you don't want to stay here, you can go away. And he wanted to go away also. So Hazrat wrote to him, that is not the way to do it. You stay there at home, and Hazrat explained one particular thing, amali tabligh, that is not with the tongue, but by your action. And that is like when they put on the TV, etc., they don't stay at home. Go out, be in the masjid, wherever. as the times come home and be good to them, treat them well, etc. Alhamdulillah, he followed that advice, and then he says that now how things have changed, he explains. So he says, Albatta wali sahab ne puri daari rakh li hai. And this was the one thing that Hazrat teaches. Allah give us all also tawfiq, that Hazrat's kitabs, in Urdu they are, in English also, many are translated in English. Give them away, give them to friends, people, family, everyone. We don't know when the person is, the kitab is just lying there, perhaps he won't read it. But someday he just takes it and he starts reading it. As we will see here, what effect this kitabs of Hazrat had. And also we'll see in which condition his father was reading it, still it had an effect. So he says, now my father has kept a full beard. A person who just didn't want to listen, and who turned his son also out of the house when he talks about deen, etc. Aur aajkal digest chhod di hai. And before I used to read all these magazines, digest, etc. Aur TV dekhte hue aapki kitabon ka mutala bhi karte hai. While watching TV is reading Hazrat's kitabs. That is of course not the ideal and the right thing, but a person who is like that, for him it is a great thing. So he says that while watching TV, now he's reading your kitabs. And that has brought all this other change, that he's keeping a beard. Aur jitni namazi dukaan par aati hai, sab parte hai. And all the namaz times that come while he's at the shop, all those namazes he reads. So he started, before there was not one namaz. Now he started his namazes also. Aur uske saath saath meri walida sahiba ne aapki baatein sunkar niqab wala burqa pehna shuru kar diya. And now his mother, the whole house was all just all the TV and all the other channels and all those things. But now the mother also, she also started wearing proper burqa, parda she started making. Aur meri choti behen ne bhi, and my youngest sister also. Aur dono paancho waqt ki namazein pabandi se padti hai. And both of them are now making the five times namaz regularly. Walida sahiba bhi aajkal aapki kitabi padti rehti hai. My mother also reads your kitabs all the time. Aur phir mauka mahal par sunati bhi rehti hai. And as the occasion comes, she reads it out to other people also. So Hazrat writes, jab faida ho raha hai to hikmat se kaam lo. As it says, when there is benefit, then take a work with hikmat, wisdom. In another place, somebody has written very beautifully that the word hikmat has been for too long used wrongly. Like whenever you go, somebody is doing anything wrong, then usually people give advice, you must use hikmat. What do they mean by hikmat? You must be apologetic, you must sort of water down deen. Don't present it, don't be like hard, don't say what has to be said. You must, according to the time, just allow it, to let it go through. That apologetic, that is not hikmat. Hikmat is wisdom. Say that word, what you have to say, but say it with wisdom. But not that you don't say it, not that you become apologetic, not that you suffer from an inferiority complex, and you call that hikmat. That is not hikmat. That is being mudahanat fid deen. That you are the truth, you're not speaking the truth. That you're staying away from the truth. So hikmat is wisdom. Say it with great wisdom. Jawab, ji. Hikmat se kaam lo, danda na chalao. Rafta rafta isla hoti hai. Don't use the rod, don't fight with them. Don't use that way. Slowly, slowly, isla takes place. Bas khud guna mein sharik na ho. In this, remember, you don't be part of the guna. You don't watch TV, etc. Many of us, that also. We say we want to win them over, so we watch TV with them, and then we can win them over. We go and play cricket with them, then we can win them over. No, we ourselves must not get involved. We must just from the outside try and win them over. حضرت والا دعا فرمائے اصلاح کاملہ کی اور علم نافعہ کی اور فراوانی رزق کی. Then he says, Hazrat, make dua that Allah tabaraka ta'ala makes my complete islah. May Allah give us all also that worry that our islah be made completely. And also beneficial knowledge, not only knowledge, but beneficial knowledge which we practice upon. And Allah ta'ala gives me a lot of rizq. Hazrat says, dil se dua hai. May Allah ta'ala grant this. So in order to make islah at home, whether it is the family, whether it's the wife or the wife or the husband, the thing is like Deen's talks and Hazrat's kitabs, one waaz, bayan of Hazrat, short, not so very long, and very, very dilchasp, very enjoyable. Because Hazrat puts such waqiyas also, everything. He makes a joke now and then also. So all this is very easy for people, palatable. Easily they can accept it. So in that way, if we take Hazrat's kitabs and we give them out, this is the best gift also we can give. That we give this kitab and let them read. And encourage them that yes, this kitab, read it, it's very good, etc. And perhaps which is also very good, if we know one particular, if we know the kitab, we read it ourselves. And there's one thing like interesting or perhaps amusing, we tell them in this kitab, this year is written. That will encourage the person to read it. And when they'll read the whole kitab, lot of people, their lives change completely. And Hazrat's mission of his life was that his kitabs must spread throughout the world. And with that, lot of people's lives have changed. The government people, officers, they should just give them kitabs to take. Many other people and their lives change. So there is a very effective way. Many things which we can't say. And it comes in the kitab, and if the message goes through, so it's very beneficial. And Hazrat also encouraged us a lot, that if you are not like a speaker, you can't speak, give my kitabs. Yeah, and the people will read it, and mashallah, there will a lot of change will come. We can't reach everywhere, but we can send the kitab easily to other people. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. In this kitab, Kashkol-e-Marifat, which is all miscellaneous subjects, we started with the subject of pride and vanity. That one is that a person doesn't think other people are bad, but he thinks I'm good. That is also totally haram. And very beautifully, Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali summed it up, ke nek banna farz hai, to become pious, to become muttaqi, to stay away from guna, to the right, all that is farz. لیکن اپنے آپ کو نیک سمجھنا حرام ہے. But to think that I am pious, to think that I am a muttaqi, that is haram. Because the minute you will think that, now your progress will stop also. And when it stops, it doesn't stay there, it comes down. But as long as a person feels I am not yet pious, no matter where he reaches, he will go up all the time. So Allah give us tawfiq. So that is ujub. And takabbur, that we think we are good and others are bad. We're looking at the faults of others and we think we are good. And both of these are so haram that just a little bit of it, a mustard seed size, if we have it, not Jannat only, but the fragrance of Jannat is haram for that person. And it is said the fragrance of Jannat will go to a journey of 500 years out of Jannat. So even that distance you person, and it is said such a person, if Allah doesn't forgive him, he did not make tawbah, Allah didn't forgive him, till that is not burnt out in Jahannam, till then he will not be able to enter Jannah. Allah Ta'ala forgive us, may let us make tawbah. Jannah is pure, and only pure people will go to Jannah. So if we did not purify ourselves, we did not make tawbah, and Allah doesn't forgive, if Allah forgives, that means Allah will wash away all that impurity. Then we will go straight to Jannah. Otherwise we'll have to go and get purified. We'll have to become cleansed first, unfortunately, in the furnace of Jahannam. Then we go to Jannah. For Allah save us all. Give us the tawfiq of making tawbah regularly. And the pious, they don't commit sins. But they make tawbah of the ibadat, of the righteous, that also we haven't done properly. And if we also have to think, our wudu, is it right? Our namaz, one buzurg says, if my one subhanallah can come out right, I'll be lucky. Other buzurg says, if my iman can come out right. So we don't know, it's not easy. Allah make it easy for us. And there's a very good example which many times has come already, but always a refresher will be beneficial. Ek ladki ki rukhsati ke waqt uske suheliyon ne khoob zewar aur acche kapdon se saja kar kaha. One girl, she was getting married, so all her friends, etc., sisters, they beautified her, everything, mainly whatever dress or makeup, whatever it was, they beautified her very well. And then they said, behen, tumko mubarak ho, ke bahut achhi malum ho rahi ho. They said, sister, mubarak to you, congratulations, you're so beautiful, you are so wonderful. Wo rone lagi, she started crying. کہ نہ معلوم شوہر کے نظر میں میرا یہ حسن قبول ہوگا یا نہیں. That whether my husband will like it or not, that is the criteria. So I'm beautifying myself, getting beautified for my husband. If he likes it, then it is everything. Hazrat has written at other places, there were buzurgs when they heard this, they fell unconscious. Their mind went immediately that the world can praise us, yeah. But on the day of Qiyamah, if Allah didn't accept it, then it's useless. So all our piety, all our taqwa, everything, the world can talk about it and whatever, but they shouldn't get happy with that. They should worry immediately that is Allah going to be happy? And what if Allah is not happy? All this effort, and if Allah is not happy, mere husn ka faisla shohar ke haath mein hai. Whether I'm beautiful or not, that decision my husband will make. If he says you are beautiful, then that is everything. Tumhare haath mein nahi, what you say doesn't count. So like the people of the world, what they say, that doesn't count. Whether Allah, it's accepted by Allah. Guzara to shohar ke saath hai. I'll have to live my life with my husband, not with you people. Usi ki nazar ka faisla, asal faisla hai. And when he sees and what decision he makes, that will be the real decision and judgment. اس لڑکی سے بھی اس کی عقل خراب اس لڑکی سے بھی اس کی عقل خراب ہے جو اپنے مالک کے فیصلے سے قبل دنیا میں خود کو اچھا سمجھ رہا ہے. That person, his mind is bad, worse, is weaker, bad than that girl also. She understands, my husband must see that I'm beautiful. That person who, before Allah makes the decision in the akhirat, he makes decision, I'm good. That is ujub, that the person feels I'm good, that is pride, I'm good, others are bad. So a person who has got that has made the worst decision. And his brains are completely rotten, he's got no brains. Aur chand insano ki ta'arif se bewakoof ho gaya. And just because a few people praise you, and there's a habit of people in front of you, they will praise you, and many times sarcastically also they will say things, but you take it really, these people, they think, oh, somebody comes, I saw this dream about you, we don't know whether it's true or not also, and shaitan also interferes a lot in dreams also, now, just because some dream now, I think really I'm a buzurg or something. Allah save us all. جبکہ قیامت کے دن کا فیصلہ باقی ہے جو اصل فیصلہ ہوگا. The real judgment is on the day of Qiyamah. And that is what is still balanced. If on the day of Qiyamah Allah says you are good, you were good, then it's everything. But till Allah doesn't say, nothing counts whatsoever. How I feel I'm pious, I'm feeling very nice with my ibadat. People are all praising me, people are telling me things, people are seeing dreams about me. All that is nothing till on the day of Qiyamah. اس سے قبل اپنے کو اچھا اور برا سمجھنا انتہائی بے عقلی اور بے وقوفی ہے. Before that, to think of oneself as good and that I am somebody big is the limit of stupidity. Allah save us all. Like that we read it and all, we say it's not in me, but it comes in us that we think I'm good, that I'm namazi, I'm keeping a beard, sunnat, etc. I did this in my life, I did that in my life. But till the day of Qiyamah, and a person who fears till his last moment, that person hopefully will get saved. But that person who feels that I'm all right, so he doesn't even worry for his Islam, because I'm all right. So what will be such, Allah save us all. سید سلیمان ندوی رحمت اللہ علی نے کیا عمدہ شعر کہا. سید سلیمان ندوی رحمت اللہ علی has said a beautiful poem with regard to this. ہم ایسے رہے یا کہ ویسے رہے, وہاں دیکھنا ہے کہ کیسے رہے. that in this world, no matter how we live, that doesn't count. On the day of Qiyamah, when the judgment will come, that is what is going to count. So Allah Ta'ala, let us be conscious of that. And today generally also, hopefully it's not true, but it appears like that, that we're not worried of Qiyamah's day. That what is going to happen, we're burying somebody, we don't worry about the qabr. We are making jokes there while we are burying the person. We're talking of all dunya things, even that person who is perhaps my mother, my father, brother, or anyone, friend, whoever, that what is happening to him now. He's going to be questioned now, to make dua that Allah keeps, that he gives the proper answers there at that time. But hardly any one of us worry about that. It appears like that. At the time of the janazah namaz, we are waiting still. Few people are coming, or the time is not yet up for what they have announced. And then also we find so much of noise there. Whereas we could make isale sawab, worry about ourselves. This janazah is in front of us. Tomorrow is going to be my janazah. How will my maut come? What will be my condition when I'm lowered in the grave? Last night I slept in the house. Tomorrow I'm sleeping alone there. And what is my condition there in the qabr? If may Allah protect us, if there's to be some azab, if there's to be, forget snakes and that, just one mouse in the qabr, or one mosquito in the qabr. And there is not mosquito and mouse, Allah Ta'ala save us. So that, we don't really worry. So to think of the day, what will be my judgment on the day of Qiyamah? Such a person, his whole life changes automatically. But till that is not there, then we just laughing, talking, what we aren't we doing? How we spending our money, how we living, how we passing our time, just nothing whatsoever. We're not going to die, and we as Muslims, really in everything, we have to set the example. But when we like this, then how will other people be? So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Allah be kind to us, have mercy upon us. In this kitab, Ma'arif Masnavi of Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, where Hazrat has explained all the Masnavi of Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi. The story goes a bit long, but in short it is that a great buzurg was a genuine great buzurg. Just because he forgot to say insha'Allah, his one hand and one leg got cut off. Allah put him into that difficulty, and he had to suffer that consequence. And today inshallah is not on our tongue, bismillah is not on our tongue, alhamdulillah is not on our tongue. We just it doesn't exist for us. Whereas for a Muslim, this should be there. For Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he didn't say inshallah once, he got stopped for so long. And that was extremely hard on Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So further explanation. Ek muddat tak ye faqir apne ahd par qaim raha. This great buzurg, he went in the jungle and he had made this promise to Allah that I won't ask anyone for anything. I won't pick fruits from the tree also. Only what falls down, that I will eat. And I won't take anything from anyone. But he did not say inshallah. In other words, he put his trust on himself. I will do it without Allah's help, nothing. Whenever we think of doing something, we should add also inshallah. Also we should add la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Because nothing can be done. We can't save ourselves from any wrong without the help and the power of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So for some time he went, he managed this all. But then, yahan tak ke Haq Ta'ala ki taraf se imtihanat shuru huye. Now Allah tested him. This also we should ask lot for Allah. Please don't test us. So the normal system of everyone, you test the person. Person wants to a job also, you first see can he do the job or not. Person wants to drive, he also has to pass the test. That's the normal. But we just have to beg Allah, please don't test us. Because we are too weak. and we beg Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And these are also all tests, 5 times namaz to get up for fajr. You are very busy, your zuhr is now in jeopardy, your asr is in jeopardy, your maghrib. These are also tests whether we will make them or not. So we should make dua to Allah and say, inshallah, I'll make all my namazes. To speak the truth, sometimes such occasions come that you just fall prey and you just lie at that time. So all these are also tests. Allah Ta'ala make it very easy and save us from tests. Or us imtihan ke wajah ye thi ke us faqir ne istisna na kiya tha, yani yu na kaha tha ke inshaAllah main is ahd par qaim rahunga. And the test that came from Allah Ta'ala was because when he made this agreement with Allah, this promise to Allah that I won't ask anyone anything, I will only eat fruit that has fallen down on the ground, nothing else. But he didn't say inshaAllah. He trusted upon himself, he didn't put his trust on Allah Ta'ala. Is tarke inshaAllah se chuke us darwish ka dawa wa takabbur aur apni quwwat wa himmat par naaz sadir hua. And because he didn't say inshallah, so now there was a claim, dawa. And Allah doesn't like a person who makes a claim. Like Musa alayhi salatu wasalam also, like a claim he made that he said, I am the most learned person on the earth. Then Allah made him meet Isa, Khidr alayhi salam. Then he had to go on a very tiring journey, all that. Then he had to learn many lessons also, so that that I will never speak a lie. I will never do this. Allah doesn't like that. That I never miss my namaz. I'm always regular. I never look at woman. I never do this. Allah doesn't like that. That a person makes these claims. So this was like a claim that he had made. And he was trusting on his own power that I won't pick fruit from the tree. I won't ask anyone. इसलिए इसकी शामत अमल ने उस सख्त इम्तिहान में घेर लिया. This little, this one thing that he didn't say inshallah, that is called shamat amal, his bad amal, the evilness of his action put him into a very heavy test. और उसके कल्ब में वो नूर जाता रहा जिसके वजह से उसके कल्ब में भूख की तकलीफ बर्दाश्त करने की कुव्वत व हिम्मत अचानक बिल्कुल लिया मफकूद हो गया. That nur which he had in his heart, because of which he could tolerate hunger. And it wasn't a problem because he had that nur. Now suddenly that nur just vanished. Now he couldn't tolerate hunger. Now he just couldn't do. The hunger was terrible now. He was desperate. उधर हक ताला ने हवा को हुक्म फरमा दिया कि उस वादी कोह के तरफ होकर न गुजरे. अल्लाह गेव अ कमांड टू द विंड दैट डोंट पास बाय दिस वैली वेयर ही वाज, वेयर हिज केव वाज एंड द वैली ही वाज इन. ओ विंड, यू डोंट पास हियर एनी मोर. चुनांचे 5 रोज तक हवा मुतलकन बंद हो जाने से दरख्त से कोई फल जमीन पर न गिरा. Now because there was no wind, for 5 days no wind, so no fruit fell from the tree. Now there was no fruit on the ground. Bas bhook ki shiddat se wo durvesh bechain ho gaya. Now because of the hunger, he just couldn't control himself. He lost himself completely. Sabr ka daman haath se chhoot gaya. He couldn't make any more sabr. और ज़ौफ़ व नकाहत ने उसको खुद अपने अहद के बेवफाई पर मजबूर कर दिया. एंड नाउ हिज हंगर एंड हिज टायर्डनेस एंड हिज वीकनेस मेड हिम हेल्पलेस दैट ही ब्रोक हिज ओन प्रॉमिस विद दैट ही मेड. और वो दरवेश कूह इस्तिकामत से चाहे दलालत में आ गिरा. एंड दैट बुजुर्ग फ्रॉम द हाइट्स ऑफ इस्तिकामत वे वॉज फर्म, ही डिड नथिंग रॉन्ग, ही फेल राइट इन टू द बॉटम ऑफ द वेल ऑफ डिस्ट्रक्शन. Where from where he fell and to where he came. Jabna ahad wa nazar fas karke wo darakhton se phal tor kar khane laga. Then he started picking fruit from the tree and he started eating it. To ghairat haq ko josh aa gaya. Then Allah Ta'ala's ghairat, Allah's self respect, awe, greatness came in power. You made a promise with me and you broke your promise. So now Allah was going to take him to task. Aur us faqir ko saza di gayi. And now he was given a punishment. کیونکہ امر الہی اوفو بالعہود او بالعہود ہے. تو اللہ کمان دیٹ فلفل یور پرومسز وچ یو میک, اینڈ ناؤ ہی بروک ہز پرومس. And further we read that how, what happened and in which way Allah Ta'ala's punishment came to him. And from there, as we will read also, then we should understand that what we think are just normal day-to-day activities, that is what's happening, but actually the hand of Allah behind it. The difficulties, hardships that we have to face, actually it is Allah's hand behind it for some wrong that we have done. So in short, we will read how it came that the police found him, and the report went to the police that some crooks are hiding here. They came and looked, they found him. And he then said, I'm sitting here because I made this promise. They said, oh, you, what a lie, you're acting like a big buzzer. So they started hitting him until they cut his one leg and one. Then afterwards they found out and they asked him for forgiveness. But just see how Allah's punishment comes. It comes like normal things in this world, but we don't see the punishment of Allah. We just take it that it's just these things which are happening. So we must be very careful. Our du'as also, how we make, then using of inshallah today, it's hardly on our tongue. Bismillah, eating time is not on our tongue. Many of us should think whether we even wash our hands eating time. Generally, that also is not there. We just sit down, we just eat anything. So all these things are very, very important. Otherwise, the repercussion can be quite bad.